Okay, there's the Baseball Hall of Fame, and there are similar monuments to football, basketball, even bowling. Now, a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader is leading an effort to build a cheerleading Hall of Fame. She's Cindy Villarreal Hughes, and she joins us on the line from Austin, Texas. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Renee.
And why does the world need a cheerleading Hall of Fame?
Well, this is a heritage that has been built over 100 years, and so what we want to do is honor that heritage of cheerleading and bring back the greatness and exceptional performance that cheerleading has been known for.
Well, I guess you could say what the first cheerleader, I gather, said back in the late 1800s, rah, 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 to that. But give us an example of a cheerleader who deserves to be in a Hall of Fame.
Well, you know, some notables that come to mind are obviously Thomas Peoples, and who you're speaking of. Thomas Peoples was the graduate from Yale who went on to the University of Minnesota and organized cheerleading for the very first time here in America.
And Yale, of course, was where President Bush was a cheerleader.
Correct. And but we have some other presidents that were also cheerleaders. There was Dwight Eisenhower was a cheerleader, and Ronald Reagan was a cheerleader. So, there's been a lot of cheerleaders that have moved on to greatness. Some of the probably less known, but cheerleaders that have been behind the scene are Suzanne Mitchell, who actually developed the concept for professional cheerleaders. She was the director of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. There's Lawrence Herky Herkimer, more known as the granddaddy of cheerleading. He took it from the camps concept to competition, and there's Aaron Spelling out in Hollywood who worked with a number of cheerleaders. He was also a cheerleader at Baylor University. So.
Okay, well, just there's a list, and can you give me the 10-second list of artifacts one might see at a cheerleading Hall of Fame?
Well, you'll see photos and uniforms from the various eras. You'll see everything from the school cheerleaders to the all-star cheerleaders to recreational cheerleaders to professional cheerleaders. There's all styles.
So you haven't gotten off the ground, but good luck to you in making it happen.
Hey, thank you so much. We're excited about this project.
Yeah, I bet you are. Cindy Villarreal Hughes is the president of Proformance Sports Marketing and Entertainment in Austin, Texas, and she's leading an effort to build a cheerleading Hall of Fame. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Give me an R. Give me an E. Give me an N. Give me an E. Give me an E. And I'm Steve Inskeep.